this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-3168.
You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
This is what God has done. It's been incredible. And here's the really cool part about my testimony.
Yeah.
When I became a believer,
yeah,
that literally within 3 months of being a believer, I was getting woke up every morning at the weirdest times, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just journaling. I'm writing down this, what seemed to be a ministry into professional racing communities, where I would have a chapel service. I would talk to people in the racing community about Christ. I would do a
You
Christian
were doing those things?
No.
Oh, these were things you were going to do.
I hadn't even raced professionally.
Yeah.
This was before I even got the job.
So it's almost like a prophecy.
I'm writing.
That's wild.
Well, here's how, this is where it gets really better.
Yeah.
With all the accomplishments I just gave you.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is at that point now. I've got all of these accomplishments. In 2014, which is just a few years ago, I have a family call me and they say, Terry, Richard Anderson was the founder of Motorsports Ministries, the ministry that I'm now the president of.
Wow.
And their family called me and said, we would like for you to be the intern chaplain until we can figure out what to do with the ministry.
What happened to him? He died?
He died. He had esophageal cancer.
Wow.
2014. I said, you know what? I can't really do it because I'm racing professionally, and I don't know that my schedule is going to... Guess what? 2015. I decided to be the intern chaplain for 2014, but I said, I'm not going to be able to do it for 2015. I had 25 years of nonstop employment in the professional racing community.
Wow.
2015, I get no job. I call him up. I'm like, I guess I don't have to worry about my schedule conflict. But here's the kicker.
God kind of opened that up.
Here's the kicker.
Yeah.
25 years earlier, never having raced professionally, not one championship, not one race won, other than go-karts.
Yeah.
I wrote down this entire ministry. In 2015, God literally handed it to me on a platter. And said, this is what I spoke to you 25 years ago. That you thought you were going to have to figure out how to do. And now I'm handing it to you. Go do it.
Wow.
And that's what I've been doing.
And it's the most popular sport in the world, they say. This racing business.
Oh, it's huge. It's, you know, and there's so many levels, right? There's the stuff that I do, the professional stuff. It's like being in the NFL. It's any professional sport. It's very difficult to get to that level where you actually get paid to do it. But there's so many other levels of racing, and what people don't realize is a lot of those lower levels, amateur levels, they don't get paid. They, you know, it's a grassroots. They do it for the love of the sport.
Yeah.
But there's so many people that are involved in motorsports. It's just and for me to be where I'm at right now, and oh, by the way, since I took the ministry in 2015, and I said, okay, I guess I don't have a job. I guess I can do the ministry.
Yeah.
In my heart, I still wanted to race, but I had come to the place where I'm like, I am too old. I'm 56 years old.
Yeah.
This is hard, but I'm going to surrender this. But God knows our heart. And even at my age, in January of this year, God opened the door for a 3-year contract for me to race professionally that I never saw coming. But God knew, he knows our heart.
Yeah.
And he opened the door for me to continue to do what I love. The ministry is now established. I've got chaplains around the country, one here in Florida, actually. Phenomenal guy. I've got another guy in Ohio, in Kentucky. I got another guy in Wisconsin.
What's the difference between a chaplain and a professor? You know, I mean, a pastor. Because I was visiting somebody in the hospital years ago, and I started saying hi to this person, hi to that person. I realized I love people. I said, you know, when I get older, maybe I could be a chaplain at a hospital or something. What exactly is a chaplain?
Well, I don't know the technical difference, but it seems to me that a chaplain is someone that goes to a specific group, as opposed to having a specific group that comes to them.
So it's a niche.
Yeah, it's like a...
Which fits in with today's world.
Yeah, you can...
Do you ever think maybe you should have a podcast?
I've had people forever tell me I need to be on social media. I'm old school. I use the excuse when I was in high school, we didn't have computers.
Maybe God'll open up for you to get a sponsor and you could have a show right here.
Yeah.
Come in once a month, come in once a week, whatever.
Yeah.
Talk to the racing world.
I have an interest if it brings people to Christ.
Yeah.
Because honestly,
well, that's whole deal.
Yeah.
Where can you go? We should go. We should check this out.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, Noah, is there anybody out there doing a... Check it out. Is there anybody doing a racing ministry podcast? Because there's not. it's the most popular sport. I love racing. I go to Daytona. All of a sudden, he's having a hard time with his family. Well, or how about a race car? I bet you've had people come up to you and go, hey, you know, I always thought you were a nut. You know, I know you're a race car driver and I admired you. You know, this Jesus stuff. But I tell you what, my wife's got cancer. Would you help me and pray with me?
Yeah. I really have a lot of, I know that. There's people that don't agree with what I believe, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I have so many stories of people whose lives have been broken for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Financial, relational. It's all types of problems.
We all get broken.
Yes. And they want to have conversations. And what's incredible about the racing ministry that I do as well, and my career being in sports cars. I did the endurance races, so the Daytona 24 Hour. You have the sports car guys that do that race, but because it's such a long race, usually they'll pull other drivers for the extra guys because the rest of the season only has two guys typically as a mainstay for the year.
Yeah.
So they'll pull guys from NASCAR, they'll pull guys from IndyCar, they'll pull guys from Formula One, they'll pull guys from other regions of the sport. And so I get to know all these guys. I've met Earnhardt. I met Davey Allison before he died. I've met Mark Martin. I've met Michael Schumacher. I've met all these guys.
Did Bobby Allison die?
Bobby Allison.
I interviewed him years ago.
I honestly don't know. I don't know if he's passed or not.
But go ahead. We only have a few minutes left. Keep going.
Yeah, so it's the fact that I have friendships with all of these people in all of these different groups.
Mm.
And so it really is a fascinating door that's opened to be able to share Christ with people that don't always agree with me. Again, and that's fine. I don't push it on them either because we know that God reveals himself. But I'm there, I'm available, and I'm physically available for this group of people, and it's just been an incredible ministry.
So what's going on next in your world?
Well, we're in our off season. I go to London the 1st of December. I've got a guy that I'm training that's doing some training over there in the UK
for racing or for ministry.
For racing, he's my team. Well, that's a great question because I want to share this to your listeners. I don't care what you're doing. If you're born again and you are a believer, you are in ministry.
Yeah.
I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if
the ministry of reconciliation, each one of us.
We are in ministry.
Mm.
Our workplace is where God has positioned us, not to convert people, but to have relationship with people. And in the process of the simple relationship with no agenda with people, we will have the opportunity to share our faith with those people. That's what I do as a chaplain.
Please close the door.
I don't push Christianity.
Mm.
I push to have relationship with people. I enjoy that. I enjoy developing friendships. And in the process of that relationship, I don't have an agenda to win them to Christ. I may or I may not.
Yeah.
My agenda is to be friends with those people. And for them to get to know me.
Right.
Because if they can see Christ in me and see the way that I handle...
It was not to what Jesus did.
That's
they went out and loved people, healed people, listened to people, encouraged people.
It's being in relationship with people.
Right. It's all about relationship.
Yeah. That people are done with having religion, and it is religion, when it's being forced on them.
Yeah. And God is the opposite of that. He's the emancipator of bondage. And anything can become a bondage. Success can become a bondage. Being homeless can become a bondage. When you give up on everything, that can be a bondage. sexuality, drugs, food can be a bondage, whatever. Absolutely. What's your bondage?
I really think a lot of your listeners, you know, today, specifically, and I know we got to end this, but I believe there's a lot of them that are in a workplace and they're not understanding the call of God on their life where they are.
Right.
God has a call.
They have power.
And he has a calling on their life. There's a reason that they're a plumber. There's a reason that they're, and you can fill in the blank.
And they can give dignity to others wherever they go. They're attracted to that dignity you give them. And they go, wow, there's something different about you.
Yes. And if fulfillment is not in that place of work, obviously it's a free country. We can decide to do something different.
Yeah.
But if you're in this occupation and you are going to stay there, this is a great opportunity to be able to, just like we mentioned earlier with sin or with any other issue, to say, okay, God, I'm not fulfilled. What are you doing? Because it's not God that's not fulfilling. It's us. But it's always, he always has a purpose. He's not doing it just to hang us out to dry.
Mm.
It's always for a purpose. And we even know what the purpose is. It's to be in intimacy with him. So if there's unfulfilled expectations in a job, let's be comfortable bringing that to Christ and saying, what am I missing? What are you wanting to do here? Because I guarantee you there's something that he's wanting to do, and it starts with us. And once that relationship starts to gel, all of a sudden now we're going to see opportunity.
We got about 30 seconds left. Give us a quick prayer if somebody's listening to us that wants to surrender their life to the Lordship of Jesus.
God, thank you for Rhett and for the show and just for this community here in Vero Beach, South Florida. I love Florida. I'm a native Floridian. Been here a majority of my entire life other than a stint out in Arizona. But I just pray, God, that today that you've spoke to listeners. I pray that they would be encouraged. God, that they would be uplifted. And God, that they would be empowered to know that Christ in them is the hope of glory. It's not a matter of being more disciplined necessarily. It's a matter of recognizing that we have a God that's greater than we are, and that we have opportunities to participate with him. And in that participation, God, I just pray that people would find freedom and that they would find purpose, in Jesus' name.
All right. Thank you for coming on. And again, his name is Terry Borcheller.
Yep.
Terry Borcheller. Thank you. Professional race car driver who loves the Lord.
Thanks, Rhett.
All right. It's a new day. Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Pleens Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Found him, Gil went looking for my past, but only found love. I heard about a sea where sin sinks like stones. There's no floor there, just mercy down below. So much grace grace washes over me, washes over me. So his feet, my Savior of that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the entrance sealed
by heavy stone, Messiah still and all alone. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing your praise. Oh, Lord our God. The third and break of dawn, the Son of Heaven rose again. All trampled dead, Mary's resting. The angels roar for Christ the King.
Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael every Saturday at 3 p.m. for encouragement from the Holy Bible for life's journey. Thank you.
Dad up, fathers. This is Seamus Gordon from the Father-Child Connection. What feelings or thoughts do you have when you think of your father? Not long ago, I was having a conversation with someone who has, by all standard, done pretty well for herself. A retired police officer after 30 plus years, and is now running her own business. She's a strong believer in Christ and was expressing hope that God would answer her prayers about a particular matter. I attempted to assure her that God, her Heavenly Father, would answer her prayer in a timely way. There was silence. I dug a little bit deeper. I asked, "What's up?" She said while she could identify with God being King, she could identify with God being Creator, she could identify with God being Protector and all the other lofty things that we think of God, she couldn't bring herself to think of God as her father. You see, father for her meant somebody who was absent. She did not grow up with her father figure, and so she couldn't identify with this loving Heavenly Father. probably for you, you're struggling with those same feelings. You grew up with a dad who was stern, who was harsh, who was matter-of-fact, and didn't show any feelings whatsoever. Believe me, I get it. Here's my challenge to you, Dad. Whatever you may have or may not have had with your father as you were growing up, flip the script and be the father you wish you had to your child or to your children. This is the Father-Child Connection, and you can call us by dialing 561-229-2379 or reach us by email at admin@thefatherchildconnection.org. Dad up!
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows, joy He bestows, are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Baptist Bible Hour now comes to you under the direction of Elder Lasser Bradley Jr., pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for the Baptist Bible Hour right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation. Palm Beach Ironworks also provides machine shop services, welding, press brake, shear and brake, and they work with steel, stainless steel, or aluminum. Located at 7768 Belvedere Road in West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Ironworks can be reached at 561-683-1816.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Ooh.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out. You would cross an ocean, so I wouldn't drown. You've never been closer than you are right now. You are a child. So clear what it's all about. So stay by my side when the sun goes down. Don't wanna forget how I feel right now. Gyro, Gyro, you are enough.
I know that you are.
Gyro,
you
are enough.
So
I will be running
right now.
and mercy heard my plea. Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave, you gave me a real love. I thank you, Jesus, you washed my sins away. Oh, now I'm living like I'm forgiven. You came and set me free. That's what your mercy did for me.
You gave me beauty for my guilty stain, and now I'm living day to day by His grace.
Yes, I am.
So excuse me if I can't contain my praise, 'cause I know that I've been changed.
That glow. Every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio, news and views to edify the body of Christ, exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
All right, we're going to say it loud. We're going to say it strong as we tell the world what God has done. Far and near, hear the call.
Far and near, hear the call. Worship Him, Lord of all.
Even wide.
Deep and wide.
to the truth, 'cause you are the truth. I was lied to, but you showed the truth to me. How I love you. You are the one, you are the one. How I love you. You are the one for me. You are the one for me. Oh God, I love you. There's a longing for you. You're the dream.
ones who love you, drink deeply of you, and never die.
You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.